Hi, this is Adam again doing another boo today on the pleasures of seeing some beautiful old British made motors, specifically those made in Longbridge near Birmingham. Yesterday, my friend Harrow Geordie, also known as Angus, I'd look him up, spelled HARROWGEODY. And his sister Sam and I went to this, well, it's basically a park in Longbridge, or nearby to the old car production facility, where we saw something from our childhoods. Now, a lot of people take the mick out of old British cars, particularly those made by BL in the 70s, because of, well, various reasons, management, workforce relation difficulties and build quality and design, being several of them. But I have a real fondness for these cars, as did my friend Angus, particularly, and his sister Sam, who joined us. Now, what I like about these cars is obviously they're part of my childhood. I was born in 69, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. But they are so classically British, and in some ways they're kind of naff as well, but sort of beautifully naff, sweetly naff, in the same way that a Ford or a Vauxhall isn't. In that you kind of knew when you bought one that you were getting yourself into difficulties. My dad bought a Sherpa van in the mid-80s, and the first week we got it, it sprung a leak in the windscreen, had to go back, have a new windscreen fitted, etc., etc. You kind of knew this when you bought it. That's part of the charm in some peculiar sort of way. However, it wasn't such a charm that people actually kept buying them, which is why, unfortunately, the actual, well, BL is no longer, is it? But yeah, for nostalgia's sake, we had a look at various 70s and 80s cars specifically. All the M cars, the Maestros, the Maxis, the Montegos, the Minis, they were all there in large numbers. Marinas, of course, as well, which is the car I really wanted to look at. My second favourite car was a Marina, which is in that lovely greeny yellow mustardy colour that BL loved so much. But the favourite car was, for me at least, the Allegro Elreg 1972, 1971 perhaps, which had the famous quartic steering wheel, which is kind of a squared off. It wasn't as square as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be something like a Mr. Ban steering wheel. But it was actually a squared off steering wheel. And I could see the point of this. If you played with it, you could get a sort of bit of a yang on each side. So I actually think, much maligned and mocked as it was at the time and afterwards, it wasn't actually such a bad idea as we thought. It may come back into fashion, who knows. The most nostalgic thing for me, however, at the Allegro, apart from the steering wheel, was the smell. Oh, those lovely, I think cars should actually be forced to have vinyl back in again for the sake of saving cows from being slaughtered for their leather. Nothing wrong with vinyl, it smells beautiful, it gets hot, but then so does leather. Wonderful, wonderful smell of this car. Oh, it just took me back to being a kid again and sitting in my parents' Mini, which was an H-Reg black and white jobby. Beautiful little car. A very nice time was had. Boy, I was seeing these little rust buckets, really. The Metros, I know that Harrow Geordie had a real thing for these. We saw a P-Reg Metro coming from, 1995, 96 perhaps? And the wheel arch was just completely shattered. It's sad to think that, you know, for the sake of a few extra quid, we made cars that could have been world beaters. The Metro was a great-looking car in its time. It should have kind of reinforced the future of BL, really, but it didn't because of the build quality. My brother-in-law had one of these, and it was chucking fuel all over the place. It was rusting to pieces, and it wasn't even that old a Metro. But I happen to like them. I think it's a wonderful design, just perfect for a perfect small car for most people in the city. Anyway, so it's quite a friendly sort of day. There are about maybe 1,000 cars there. There are people just sitting with their cars, talking about them. The guy who owned the Allegro had 4 other cars, one of which is another Allegro. He's very fond of it. He doesn't drive it around a lot, but he did tell us quite a lot about the history of the car. A very pleasant, laid-back sort of day was had by all. We then followed it up by going back to Northampton and stuffing our faces at Buddy's restaurant, which I've also booed about. So, this is me signing off. I shall no doubt be booing soon. Take care, have a nice day. It's a lovely cold Sunday here in Croydonia. But